Chapter 1. Nicky, the letter had said, you must come. His sister had always known just how to coax him to do what he didn't wish to do, ever since they were children. It was not easy being the only boy amid five sisters, who thought it their job to order him about, never mind that he was the head of the family. Julia was only younger by a year, and they were inseparable as children, with her, more often than not, leading the way in mischief. He had found it hard to say no. "It will be a small gathering," her letter continued, "the stuffiest people imaginable, because they are all friends with my mother-in-law. But I have plans to get up a Christmas ball, and promise to have all your friends in attendance. And yes, there will be a card-room. You know Remy will allow me to have my way in this, especially since it corresponds so exactly with his own desire." Nicholas could hear his sister's playful tone as he read her words, and it had made him smile. "And," she added, before closing her letter in the most affectionate terms that brooked no refusal, "Miss Lavinia Dresden, my friend from school, will arrive for a stay with her parents, who are connected to the Dowager Countess. There are no other young people counted among our guests, and we need an even number. Do say you'll come." This last bit had given him pause. Nicholas didn't mind his sister's mischief when it was directed towards someone else. But he had a suspicion the arrival of Miss Lavinia Dresden and the request for his presence was no coincidence, even if her parents were particular friends of the Dowager. He had come, however. It had been the worst timing that Bagwell should break his leg at just this instant. Their plan to hunt with the Quorn over Christmastide was one they'd hatched last spring. Even if his own hunting box were just as well situated in Leicestershire as Bagwell's, Nicholas would find no one to ride with at such a late stage. And as much as he didn't mind London, or solitude, there was something melancholy about being alone over Christmas. The snow began to fall in thick, fat flakes as his horse's hooves crunched over the snowy path. The light flurry suited his mood, which was cheerful and a bit nostalgic. The holidays always did that to him. And the knowledge that a warm fire and hot tea awaited him only fueled his good humour. Having cleared the woods, Nicholas saw the snowy meadow stretch before him, signalling an end to his journey. Breath from the horses' mouths steamed in the brisk air, and he knew they would be glad to reach their destination as well. He urged his mares to pick up their pace, and no sooner had he pulled his phaeton up to the door than his sister came running out to greet him. "I've been waiting at the window for your arrival," Julia said. "I knew you would come for tea." Nicholas gave his lead horse an affectionate pat and leaned down to kiss his sister's cheek.
My greys made good time, as I knew they would.
Oh, come inside. Marcus, take the reins and lead Lord Cranley's horses into the stables. I'll send Notley with someone for their trunks.
Julia pulled her brother forward and linked her hand through his arm.
The tea is being set out in the drawing room. Oh, but you won't care for that. Let us go to the library, where we can have a comfortable cose. I cannot believe we've not seen each other in 4 months. Am I much changed, do you think?
She did not wait for an answer before marching him into the house, where he followed somewhat blindly. Though Julia had married a man whose estate was only 2 towns over from their own childhood home, her husband's manner was unfamiliar. Voices drifted out of the drawing room on his left, and Nicholas was glad Julia had not insisted he join them so soon upon arrival. He was looking forward to their own private conversation, particularly since she would have news of their old neighbours. Julia entered a door that led to an echoing, secluded hallway, flanked by windows on one side. Through them, he spotted what looked like a rose garden through the tiny panes, if he had divined correctly from the formation of the lumps of snow outdoors. It must be pleasing in the spring, he thought, with the meadow and trees just beyond. Ahead of him, Julia opened the door to the library.
"Oh, Lavinia, you were here just now," he heard his sister say to her guest. "Yes, you know how I like to read after lunch."
The answering voice was composed and melodic, and Nicholas could hear the smile in her tone before she came into view.
"Well, then, allow me to present you to my brother, Lord Cranley. Nicholas, this is Miss Dresden."